your finances, on a higher power. Being good stewards of the financial resources God has bestowed upon each of us is the key to financial success in life. It's Your Finances on a Higher Power. Here's your host, Paula T. Webb.
Hello, fellow traders. This is Dr. Paula coming to you from 1610 WBGS. It's a great place to be. It is July 13, 2025, halfway through summer. All right, so there's been some discussion here lately. A lot of you traders have emailed me or called me, and you have some not confusion, but just I need to clear some things up. So there'll be a little bit of that here before we get into the nuts and bolts of our show today. So first of all, the introductory call is just that. I guess I didn't think I needed to explain introductory call, but I guess I need to. The purpose of that call is for you to bring your most important questions into the discussion about your trading, for me to answer them, to see if what I provide and what you may be looking for in terms of assistance to improve your trading, and that may be a fit, okay? And that's why I offer the introductory call, so you can determine if, you know, my approach, my philosophy, my coaching is something that is going to work with what you need or what you think you need, all right? So, you know, it's 30 minutes. You know, most of the times we go over to 45 minutes. It's not a big deal in terms of the time. But at the end of the 45 minutes, then, you know, we're done. All right. And you have to understand that. You know, I mean, it's not a free call. I get it. You are paying, but the price that I'm giving you is, and the time I'm giving you is a good indication for you to make up your mind whether we can work together, whether you want to work together with me. And that's okay, all right? So, you know, my time is valuable, your time is valuable, your questions are valid, and I understand that. So it has to be a mutually amenable relationship for us to move forward. So when you book the introductory call, you know, just keep that in mind that, you know, it's not a consulting session. It's not, you know, I'm not going to solve all your trading issues in 30 minutes or 45 minutes. What we're going to do is we're going to go over what your big challenges are, and, you know, we'll address it in the best way possible. So, you know, just keep that in mind. I don't understand why, you know, I'm getting any flack back from anybody complaining about the introductory call. Okay. So you got to understand it's an introductory call to see if we can work together. All right. So, and you know, if you're not going to understand that, then, you know, please feel free to find another trading coach. All right. Now, also, let's say let's keep in touch. You know, let me know how your progress goes. You know, let me know how you're improving. That doesn't mean that I'm going to read, you know, 10 pages of dialogue from you and respond back. You know, keeping in touch means, hey, I have more questions. Or, hey, thanks, you know, what you told me worked out really well. It doesn't mean that I'm going to take, you know, an hour or two or three out of my day to read, you know, a 10-page document that you sent me. That's not the way that works, guys. It's not the way this works. And you know that. You're adults and you know better. So for those of you, when I respond to your 10-page or longer dialogue, written dialogue, and say, hey, you know, this equates into a consulting session, a paid session, and then for you to go out on the internet and say negative things about me, well, you know what? Shame on you. That's completely inappropriate. And, you know, I'm going to start naming names here, and I will let people know that you want something for free more and more and more, and it's not going to happen. I'm giving you the best of the best of the best in terms of trading psychology, because Mark Douglas and I co-created this field, and everyone else came after us. And if you can't respect that, and you think just because he's no longer here that you think you can take advantage of me, well, that's kind of on you, and that's really sad. Because I am here to make you be the best trader you can be. But I'm also not going to be taken advantage of. And I'm not going to, you know, have you guys say negative things about me on the internet. All right? So just keep that in mind, guys. If you really want to become a consistently successful trader, then you will do what I tell you to do. You will pay for services after the introductory call if you want. If you choose, and you will become a successful trader. And for any of you that want references, which I offer all the time, I have countless, countless traders that will tell you how good I am. All right. So now, along the same line, the surveys on the website, and we have several surveys. We've got the general trading survey. We've got current events survey. And then we have your wealth index survey. Now, these three surveys are on the website for you to start learning how to think for yourself. These surveys are on the internet to help you start learning how to become honest about your trading results. Okay? These surveys are for you. They're for you and about you. That's why they were created. They were not created for you to write, again, another book about your answers to the questions and send it to me and then say, well, I'm waiting for you to respond. I don't know. It's clearly stated that on the website, guys. So stop putting me on the defensive, okay? Because if you do that and you continually email me, I'm not going to respond at all. That's disrespectful, not only to me, but more importantly, it's disrespectful to yourself. Take the surveys, learn about who you are and what you're thinking right here, right now, with regard to your trading. That's what these are about. Now, Dr. Van K. Tharp had his own surveys, you know, that were geared for his clients, his students, to start thinking in more appropriate ways for their trading. So it's no different. I mean, his are different than ours, of course. But the bottom line of surveys about learning how to think have been around for hundreds of years. I mean, we could go back to, you know, all the psychiatrists, you know, at the turn of the century, meaning, you know, the 1900s, and even before that, even Marcus Aurelius, the great Roman statesman, he had a lot of questions in his meditation writings about how to learn how to think about yourself and what you're thinking, know what you're thinking, so you can accomplish your goals. So this is not something new. This is not something that I pulled out of the air. Now, yes, my surveys are geared strictly towards traders, but that doesn't make them any less important. So for those of you that, you know, want to send me page after page after page thinking I'm going to respond to that, you're not really interested in becoming a consistently successful trader. You just want someone to make you feel better and say, oh, yeah, you're doing good. And there's countless other trading coaches out there that will do that. But they don't do that for free either. So please stop throwing it back on me and saying negative things, because I like to get paid for what I do, just like you. Okay. I just can't even believe I still have to say all this stuff. It's very disappointing. Very disappointing. So, sometimes I lose my train of thought because I feel so disappointed that so many of you are not necessarily nice, but I'm going to keep doing this because this is my passion, this is my mission, and I have a lot to offer the trading community. So let's see, where are we at here now? So one of the things you should keep in mind, folks, is before you contact any coach or advisor or anything, you really need to make up your mind what it is you want to accomplish. What do you want to accomplish with your trading? Do you want somebody to just validate what you're currently doing? Do you want somebody to hold your hand? Do you want somebody to teach you a methodology? Or do you just want somebody to listen to you? And there are coaches out there that provide all of that. You know, the old saying, there's a teacher for every student and there's a student for every teacher, is true. That is a true statement. So, but the point is that probably why a lot of you guys are frustrated is because you haven't made up your mind what it is you want, other than to make a big killing in the market. Well, you know, that's too vague. So you have to really take a few moments and figure out what it is you want before you contact anyone in this industry, so you can be clear about what you want from them or what they may be able to bring to the table to improve your trading. And that's the challenge, especially on my end, because 9 times out of 10, most of you, I don't even know what you're saying because you're all over the place, unfortunately. So, you know, take this to heart, dear traders. Be clear about what you want, and then you will get the answers that you seek. All right, so getting back to our favorite subject here, cryptos. Okay, don't worry, I'm not going to be saying anything negative, guys. But what I am going to remind you is, here, let's see, where are we at? What was this in the paper? Okay, yesterday, July 11, in the New York Post, there was a very small article, but they were talking about Bitcoin's latest, newest high. All right. Now, Bitcoin is currently the world's largest cryptocurrency. And according to the article, it rose to a fresh, meaning new, record high of 113,853. And they did that a day after breaking their previous record in May. So it's up about 21% this year, which is neither here nor there, I mean, in terms of this conversation here for the show. But I bring it up because, and this is going to validate what I have been saying for months and months and months, if not years, take your profits. Okay, folks, if you don't have to take all the profit out, all right, but take a good 25 or 50% out and put it in an actual financial institution such as a real bank. And here's why. Mike McGlone, who's the senior commodity strategist at Bloomberg Intelligence, is quoted as saying, if you're bullish crypto, that's good, but you better hope the stock market goes up because there is a very high and increasing correlation, particularly when the stock market goes down. So he's just confirming everything that I have been saying, folks, about taking out your profits when you're trading crypto. It doesn't matter whether it's Bitcoin or whatever any of the other names are, because I can't offhand think of them anymore because I right now in this moment, because I don't trade them. But you know, you gotta play it safe. If you don't take out any of your profit out of, especially out of a crypto trading account, then, you know, don't come crying to me, which you do when you've lost it all. And then you ask me for help to talk to your spouse, you know, to let them know, well, you know, we're in trouble financially. You know, one of the main tenets of being a successfully consistent trader is taking your profit, a certain percentage profit, out of your trading account, no matter what type of market you're in, and investing it somewhere else, whether it's in real estate or money market or CDs or a savings account or, for heaven's sakes, even under your mattress. I don't know how many times I have to say this, folks. You know, Mark Douglas was really good at taking out profit. And so am I. I never leave more than 50% of my profit in my trading account. Absolutely not. Why? Because I want to see that trading profit in my bank, whether it's a money market or a CD or whatever other financial venues or instruments, financial instruments that my banker may suggest to me. I love seeing that. I love getting those separate statements in the mail from my CDs, my money market, you know, whatever, my stock portfolio, and that's all based on the profit from my trading. I love that. That makes me feel so wealthy. It makes me feel so rich. It makes me feel good. And yet, I've still left 50% in my trading account to keep growing my trading account. I just don't understand why this is so hard for all of you to accomplish. I mean, even Mark Douglas, for years, you know, his coaching clients would come back to him and say, well, you know, I didn't listen to what you said, and, you know, I lost it all, and now I have to borrow money to refund my account, and so forth and so on. And it just blew his mind too. So I understand we live in a world where we think everything's going to keep going up. Well, it may. Well, and it's in a good spot right now, let's be honest, okay? And we probably are going to have some good years ahead of us. But that doesn't mean that there aren't going to be dips and there aren't going to be cycles. And you need to prepare for that by taking out a minimum of 25% of your profit out of your trading account and putting it in another financial instrument where you can't and don't wire it back into your trading account. That's a winning trader mindset. That's a warrior mindset. That means you take out X amount of profit from your trading account and you put it aside in another financial instrument. That means you're ready to go back into battle. That means you already won a skirmish because you took out 25% of your profit. You won that skirmish, but you still left 75% of your profit in your trading account, and now you're even more. You have even more armor to go into battle every single day in the markets. That's the beauty of trading. That's the seduction of thinking like a winner. I just love that. I love that. And this is what I teach you guys. This is when you come to my workshop, you walk away with that mindset of knowing I'm a warrior. I've got my armor on and I'm going to take profit and I'm going to reinvest it and I'm going to grow my trading account and I'm going to do it day in, day out, month after month, year in and year out to the rest of my days. And I am going to become a financially independent warrior trader. That's what I do. That's what I teach you. This is where it's at, folks. This is the source. Now, getting off crypto, let's get into AI startups. Now, we all know AI is, you know, the latest boom. It's kind of overshadowed a lot of the crypto stuff. And, you know, according to, let me see, who was it in the paper, the LA Times, this morning, I think it is. Let's see, what's his name here? The Harmonic AI startup that was co-founded by the Robinhood Markets Inc. Chief CEO Vlad Tenev. They've raised $100 million in funding to tackle a problem, a math problem. Okay, so, okay. So AI is coded by humans, and the AI that they started can't handle a math problem. Now, what does that tell you about AI? It ain't perfect, folks. But with that said, there may be some very good investments in AI startups. But with any startup, you have to be willing to throw disposable income at it, because not all AI startups are going to make it through to the end. Plus, we have no idea what any upcoming legislation may be put in place to limit the usage of AI in any business, in any venue, in any areas. So when you start looking into investing with the AI startups, just do your research, folks. Figure out, you know, I mean, you can go on the government website and you can see upcoming legislation for, you know, cryptos, AI, anything you want. I forget the website. I'll give it to you guys next week. But just do a little bit of research, because these might be some good investments for you. So just, you know, take a little bit of time and think about what to do. But my point about this Harmonic AI is, you know, this CEO, he's raised $100 million in funding to tackle a math problem. Okay, I'm sorry, but I found that very humorous. And I also find it just a little bit, what's the word I want to use? Dumb? Kind of lame? If the AI program you're starting can't handle a math problem, I don't think I'd invest in that, personally, okay? So just, again, do your research before you invest in these AIs. It's no different than the cryptos.
Paula T. Webb will be back with us in a moment. It's Your Finances on a Higher Power.
All right, so let's go over a few current events right now. We spoke about this earlier on another show about discerning what is deemed fake news versus real news, and the correlation between you understanding that you have to think for yourself if you're going to listen to the news to any kind of extended period of time. Because there's a lot of stuff in the media that's just a bunch of hooey. So, when was this? This was, okay, last week there was an article in the news about the, let me see here. Let me get this in front of me here. Sorry about that. The White House has a financial watchdog committee, and they wanted some answers as to why the Federal Reserve chairman felt that a revamp of the central bank's Washington, D.C. headquarters was warranted. Now, the Federal Reserve chair had put in a contract to spend, what does it say here, $2.5 billion to remodel, I'll say remodel, their offices. And they were already at $700 million in overcost before the watchdog committee stepped in. So, you know, so they're questioning the Federal Reserve chairman, Powell, and, you know, he refused to respond. All right. So as many of you listening to this probably know, you know, now they're calling for his resignation. And, you know, rightfully so. I mean, he should be answering questions that are asked to him. He should be providing, you know, documents as to why this $2.5 billion is needed. But also the other point to that is, you know, he should have lowered the interest rate at least 2 to 3 points, at least in the last 6 to 8 months, and he's refused to do so. So just keep that in mind. Let me finish my thought here. last week, the UPS Corporation announced that they were going to be instituting buyouts by certain employees that were at a specific level of tenure. And the article went on and on, and I don't remember what newspaper it was in. It might have been in the LA Times or the New York Post, but it went on and on and on about how they had never done this before, but they were bringing this to the public to let the public know that the stock, anybody who owns stock in UPS, would not be affected by these buyouts, meaning they were giving people early retirement options with buyout packages and, you know, amenities and that kind of thing. And that, folks, was an outright falsehood. I know this because when Mark and I lived in Chicago, one or two of the guys that played on his hockey team, his ice hockey team, worked at UPS. Now, they weren't drivers. They were a little above the drivers. They were, you know, kind of in management. And this is what UPS is talking about, was giving the buyouts to management. And this was in 1996. And they offered the exact same buyout package to those lower level management people. And they would buy out their stock options. And it was a very lucrative package. Now, they didn't advertise it back in 1996. Obviously, we're talking 20 years ago. There was nothing on the internet because the internet hardly existed back then. But you know, these two guys on Mark's hockey team came to him and said, well, you know, do you think it's a good deal? So Mark and I looked over the documentation, and yeah, it was a heck of a good deal. Their employment contracts were getting bought out. They were giving, I think at the time, don't quote me, but I think it was a year or two of severance. And plus they were paying all their benefits until they got reemployed. If, you know, I mean, there was a time limit, but I think, I thought it was 1 or 2 years. But the buyout for their stock options was really a good deal. So you know, these two guys took the deal and they made a boatload of money. And they also got better jobs. So for UPS to come out and say, but okay, so but the point is, when they did that in 1996, the UPS stock plummeted because they had to expend all this money for all these buyouts. So for UPS to come out now and say, oh, that we've never done this before, thinking, okay, well, it's 20 years ago, no one's going to remember that. Well, yeah, some of us do remember that. So if you have a UPS stock, you better be careful and you better do your research, go back to see how the stock, you know, went down after that 1996 buyout, something they're claiming they never did before. That's fake news. So this is my point, folks, is as traders, and it doesn't matter if you own stock or you're in any other market, the bottom line is these kind of things affect the markets. And yes, I know I teach everybody, well, you know, don't let anything in the news affect you, but this is a big deal. These two situations with the Federal Reserve and UPS, that's going to affect the stock market to some degree. I'm not saying it's going to be, you know, tragic or anything, but it could very well have an effect, and especially with UPS. And I was really shocked that they would lie about the fact that they've never done this before. And they are counting on the fact that traders will not do any research. They're counting on that so that they won't lose money, meaning UPS. This is the way it works, guys. This is the way it works. Big business is counting on you not doing any research, not paying attention, forgetting about stuff that happened, and then just reacting. Now, as I've said before, on the other hand, this keeps the markets in motion. So you can't really complain about it because this is what makes the markets move. However, I'm still here to help you understand how to protect your assets, how to protect your equity. So when I tell you these things, it's to remind you to start doing some research. Just take a minute. All you got to do is Google online. Don't look at the AI answer. Look at an actual Google answer. And I'm going to get into that in a moment about AI. So the bottom line is, so UPS is lying that they never did this type of buyout before because they don't think you're going to remember it. And they're saying, well, it's not going to affect, you know, stock prices or the dividends. Well, who knows? Who knows how many people are going to remember that? I remember it. I'm not that old. But I'll tell you right now, when they did that buyout in 1996, I sold my stock in UPS. And I made a lot of money. And that's what made the stock go down, because they had to do all the buyouts and all of us that sold. So we don't know how many other people might remember that. Or we don't know how many new people in the market might just panic and sell. So these are the kind of things to stay up on. Not necessarily change the way you're trading, but just be aware of, folks, okay? This whole show is all about being aware of current events so that you can trade effectively. So I'm not putting anything down. I'm not saying don't do this, don't do that. All I'm saying is start thinking. Start thinking about what you want to accomplish and start thinking about how you're going to go about it. Are you just going to say, oh, well, this article 2 weeks ago, well, you know, the Federal Reserve, you know, Chairman Powell refused to answer any questions. And now a couple weeks later, they're saying, well, you know, he's got to resign. Well, it isn't over the remodel of the building. It's over a lot of things. Number one, he didn't answer the questions. Number two, he should have lowered the interest rate. So he's prohibiting the economy from you know, growing. So that's a big deal. But the whole, it was a whole page article about him not responding to the remodel, and it was only a paragraph about him possibly being asked to resign for not adjusting the interest rate. Okay, so it's a bunch of hooey. So you guys have to think about this. This isn't about the remodel to the building. This is about the fact that he is stymieing our economy needlessly. Okay? And same with UPS. UPS acting, and the reasons that the article from UPS about this recent buyout plan, that was also on a back page. It was only two paragraphs. And it didn't even have UPS in the headline. But these are the kind of things that I look for, folks, as an investor, as a trader. You know, I'm not 20 years old. I have history. I've seen this before. What do you think Warren Buffett does? What do you think all these billionaires do? They have teams of people that do exactly what I'm doing and read through these articles and understand this has happened before. And they make the articles big or small based on their agenda to keep you out of the loop because they know you're not interested or you don't know. So keep this in mind, fellow traders. This is what successful traders do. They stay on top of things while not letting it affect them emotionally or spiritually. A number of you have contacted me about methodologies, and I've said this before, and I'll keep saying it for those of you that maybe haven't heard, you know, whatever shows that it's mentioned on. But there are two people for sure that I can recommend you to help you define what type of methodology may work for you. Obviously, the first one is Larry Pesavento. I say that obviously just because I've known him the longest. Larry, Mark, and I were the first ones to host workshops with live trading and trading psychology with 100% money-back guarantee if we didn't make money trading. Of course, we always made money. And Larry is an absolutely fabulous teacher, but I suggest that you check out his daily market commentary. He is on Tiger TV, which is under the umbrella of TFNN.com. He's written a number of books on trading, including Trade What You See. And he's just an excellent teacher. The other person is Alexander Elder, another good friend of mine. And I'm not sure how much Alex is doing these days. I know he's still hosting workshops, but you know, you should really get a hold of him because one of his good books is Come Into My Trading Room. Let me backtrack. Larry is with the Tiger Financial News Network. And you can, it's on YouTube. You can look it up. I'm a regular on his show. We have a lot of fun, but he's really a good teacher. So is Alexander Elder. And Alex and I are also good friends. We we enjoy a good cigar and a glass of red wine at a time sometimes. Now, the other person who has a good methodology is Perry Kaufman. And that's Kaufman with two N's. And you can find all of their books, but you can find Prairie's books on Amazon as well. Now, I'm not, you know, good friends with Perry, but I've met him over the years off and on when we were on the lecture circuit, Mark and I, and you know, he's got good system stuff too. So if you just need a good book on, you know, methodology, you could look at his materials as well. Now, the reason I bring this up is because, you know, I don't teach people how to trade. I teach people how to think. But with that said, these three gentlemen, specifically in that order, Larry Pesavento, then Alexander Elder, then Perry Kaufman, I do know, and they are good teachers. They know their business. They've been in the industry a little bit longer than me, so they have a lot of expertise, and they understand. They understand your concerns. They understand your challenges in finding the right methodology. So if you have questions on that, you can email me, but you know, just check them out, all right? Larry, again, is on the Tiger Financial News Network. Alexander Elder, his website is elder.com. And Perry Kaufman, you can find his books on Amazon. Okay? So, you know, please take advantage of that information because they're really some of the best in the industry today. And just for those of you traders who are a little bit younger than us, do not think because they are older than you that they're out of sync, because they are not. So, you know, take a moment to visit Larry's YouTube channel and check out Alex's books and Perry's books. And I think you'll be very pleased. All right. So one of the last things I'm going to talk about is, you know, fake news in terms of people in our industry. I recently found some AI videos on YouTube. They're by the Pocket University, and they were completely fake and completely inaccurate postings about books that we never wrote. The other thing I'm going to bring up is Denise Schull never had a relationship with Mark Douglas, even though she keeps claiming that she did. She came to us to pick our brains before she started her coaching industry. And so whatever she says about us is completely false. We have asked her and her husband, who runs her business, to remove those references, and they have refused to do so. So whatever she says about us is false in terms of having a relationship with Mark Douglas. Now, the last thing I'm going to talk about real quick is if I you know, tell you, hey, keep me posted on your progress. I truly am interested in that, okay? I really am. So, you know, send me a couple sentences and say, hey, you know, I'm doing great, or hey, I need more help, or whatever. But what happened earlier this week is that I'm on the phone with a guy, a previous client, and he needed some more help. But while he was on the phone with me, he was actually on the internet reading AI-generated information about me. And he started interrupting the conversation, saying, well, AI is saying you said this and you said that, which was false. It was incorrect. So I'll be honest with you folks, it annoyed me a little bit that he wasn't even listening to me. So there was no point in me discussing anything further. So what I got, you know, what I'm talking about earlier in the show, decide what you want to accomplish. And then I'm here to help you with that. But if you're not going to listen to me while we're having a conversation, then there's no point. It wastes your time, and neither one of us gets anywhere. My passion is to help you become the best trader you can be. You can reach me at theinstituteoftradingpsychology.com, paulatweb.com. We've got new seminars coming up. We've got the Disciplined Trader Workshop in October. We've got life coaching. We've got an intro webinar about that in October, on October 11. We've got an informational webinar in September for our certification coaching program. And of course, Dress for Trading Success in November. So we've got it rocking and rolling, and we've got new products coming out other than these. So give me a shout out, and I wish you all the best the upcoming week. Make a lot of money, take your profit, and God bless.
Paula T. Webb, co-author of The Disciplined Trader, The Complete Trader, and several other all-time best-selling, award-winning books, including Trading in the Zone, books that set the bar on trading psychology. You can find her classic books on Amazon and on her website, www.paulatweb.com.